Let's continue the Mo'ez Sur. Let's review the Mo'ez Sur. Let's go to the second stanza. Ro Sava Nafshi, B'yagon Koychi Kila. This was a reference to, we did this lesson, which we'll run through very quickly. This is the second stanza, which really was the first, discusses the Golus of Mitzrayim. So the Ro's refers to the evil decrees, Sava Nafshi, sated my neshama, B'yogoin, with sorrow, koichi kila, my strength was depleted. Chayai, my life, meiru, b'koishi, they made bitter, v'ayim moru es chayim b'avoida kasha, b'shibud malchus egla, due to the shibud, the subjugation of the malchus, called the egla, that's a code for Mitzrayim, egla yifei pia. Okay, so Mitzrayim is called the egla. U'v'yodei hagadola, that is the redemption. Vayar Yisrael, Mitzrayim es hasfasi. Vayar Yisrael say yod hagedola. Choytzi Hashem took out es hasegula ki am segula tia li. Chel Paro, the army of Paro v'chol zaro, all of Paro's descendants, or some want to interpret this to mean all of the descendants of the army, every soldier who went, who had the chutzpah to pursue the Jewish people, there were 600 of them. So not only were they destroyed, their children, Chel Paro v'chol zaro, and all of his seed, meaning the children of the army, Yardu, they descended ke'evin, like a stone, bimtsula, into the depths of the Yam. As we mentioned, there are many difficulties. There's one of the major difficulties that we know in the Az Yashir, there are three different expressions. Some of them went down like a stone, some were kash, were like straw, and some went up and down in the middle. And here it says that all of them went down like a stone, bimtsula. That requires explanation. I don't have a pshat. Okay, next. Devir, now we go to the time of Yehoshua. Devir Kodsho Heviani. Ultimately, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we traveled in the desert for 40 years, and then we came into Eretz Yisrael. We were there for another 440 years until finally we built the Beis Hamikdash during the time of David and Shlomo. Devir Kodesh refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Devir is the chamber, the innermost chamber, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Heviani, Hashem brought me. He allowed us to enter. But here refers to the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Not only did we come into Eretz Yisrael, that we actually built the Beis Hamikdash. Not only did we build the Beis Hamikdash, we actually succeeded in entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim. But the Gam Shom Loi Shokati, I was not quiet, I was not tranquil, meaning I sinned. Here is a confession of guilt. Now what's interesting over here is this word, the Gam. What's the Gam? So far in this piyut, it doesn't make any mention of sin. This is a very difficult question. Doesn't any say over here? It's everything is positive. Mo su Yeshua siluchon l'shabeach rosa v'nafshi. It doesn't say that we did any averos. All of a sudden, it says v'gam sham loisha katati. It's also introducing to us the fact that in the past there were many sins that were committed. It's not mentioned in the mizmor in the piyut, but it's self understood that we have sinned. We have rebelled against Hashem from the very, very beginning. Okay.
Gam sham loisha katati. He's talking about the different galus. So he said, finally he brought me to the Beis Hamikdash, so even from there I did not... I wasn't quiet because Uvanai gave me
Then he could have said Gam.
Okay, so give me, let me take a look at the parish. Let me take a look at his parish here of Tezner. He has a very elaborate, beautiful parish of the Mo'ez Sur.
Why doesn't it simply mean even?
Even there, that I came to Dvir Kotchai, also wasn't quiet because I had another galus.
Okay, give me one second. Chaim Erdu. Devir Kotcho. Okay, I'm reading you here what it says in the Sefer. Sha'are Yimei HaChanukah.
Who?
Sha'are Yimei HaChanukah by Harav Tezner. His first name is Yehuda Tezner. And we wrote a lot of svarim, a lot of choshev svarim. And he has a beautiful bayer on the Mo'ez Sur. And he translates here, Devir Kotcho. Medaber mikhurban base rishon golos pavel devir kachohu base hamikdash. Okay, I told you means the kodesh hakadoshim. I stand corrected. He's translating here to mean the base hamikdash. Kamash kolsavel says in Tehillim is the pasuk that we allude to. V'yesha perishunok. Like I said v'yesha perishushu kodesh hakadoshim. Some interpret this to mean the kodesh hakadoshim. Fine.
What was his name, Mordechai?
We don't know. That's the big mystery. We discussed that last week. We discussed you were here Thursday. Oh, we discussed this on Thursday. We discussed Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Chazak, the same author of Mayofis on the Mizman Shabbos. That's the question. Okay, that we discussed this. So we discussed. Some want to say it's the same one because Chasoif Zrakot Shecha is Rashi Tevis Chazak. So someone said that we have the Mizmar Mayofis. Him, we know who he was. He lived during the time of the Ramban, 13th century, and his name was Mordechai Bar Yitzchak Chazak. Some want to suggest that the Mordechai, who is the acrostic of...
Usually, yes and no,
not Mukhoch, yes and no. Sometimes yes, sometimes not.
No, they would write the name and then...
He should be strong. Hashem should give him a bracha that he should be strong and healthy. Okay, Nechanami. But there are those who want to say that it's the same person. Mordechai Bar Yitzchak is the same as Mordechai Chazak. Okay, we'll come back to that in a few moments. Let's just first go to the parish. No, it's fine, fine. Now we over here... Someone learned the means over here refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kavanasa Shaviani Le'erit Yisrael Shasham Beis HaMikdash. Heviani Bimei Yehoshua. Okay, I'm reading you. V'gam Sham Loi Shokatati. Efshor Lufaresh Mitzoris. V'efshor Loi Masha Asisi Averos. So both of us were correct. Okay, so there are two translations he's explaining. Either that we have not been tranquil from Tzoros, or we have not been quiet from doing averos. We have sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
There's a cause and effect there anyway.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go further. Uva Noges. Who is the Noges? The oppressor. Yeah. Nevuchadnezzar. So we're jumping ahead very quickly in a few words. 410 years. We enter into time. We first come in time of Yehoshua. We're there for 440 years. We have a base amig. We have a base edition of 410 years. And now the Noges, the oppressor, he arrives. The Nebuchadnezzar, the Higlani, and he exiles me. Ki zarim ovaditi, because I have sinned. What have I done? I have served ovaditi the zarim, the strange ones. Yes. Who are the strange ones? The avodah zarah. Now, next. The yain ral mosachti, ral is poison. Yain is wine. This alludes to the dream in the Sefer Daniel that Hashem will one day give our enemies to drink from the kos hatar'ela, the cup of Yeshaya, the cup of poison. So here, instead of the enemy beginning to drink the cup of poison, we were given to be drunk to drink the cup of poison. The yain. So this is a very, very powerful expression that we're taking, that the cup of poison is being given to us. Instead of the cup of poison being given to our enemies, it's been given to us. The yain, the wine ral of poison, mosachti. Mosachti literally means to pour. And in this context, it means to dilute with water and to be given to drink. It's a fancy word which means he gave us this to drink. Kimat shavarti, it was just a small amount of time, shavarti, which I have passed. Now, meaning over here is after the galus, after the galus, it was only 70 years. Okay, this is that it's really a pasuk in the Zechariah. In Zechariah, the nevuah was kimat kaloni ba'aretz. I just barely survived. So here, in that context, there's two perushim here. It was one thing at a time. One thing at a time. I lost the place. Kimat shavarti. So this would then mean I was given the poison to drink, and I just barely survived. The poison was really enough to cause me to die, to be barely passed away. Kimat shavarti, based upon the pasuk of kavar kimat shekaloini ba'aretz, which there means kimat shavarti me'olam me'roiv tsaros u'gezeros. Okay, we will do that. And then what happened? Then Hashem was kind to us, and only 70 years later, Ketz Bavel, the Ketz of Bavel came to an end. The Setam came to an end with who? Zerubbabel. He was the Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Sheni. He was the Kohen Gadol. He came up and he led us with Ezra and Nehemiah and Zerubbabel, and he was part of the Ketz Bavel. Zerubbabel. He was our leader during this period of time called the Ketz. When did all this happen? It happened after 70 years. I was saved. Was my salvation. Okay, now. So now living during the time of the Bayis, during the time
Korbis
Bayis Rishon, and the Ketz, but during this period of time, as we're leading up, as the Ketz already has ended, and the Beis Hamidash, the rebuilding of the Beis Hamidash was begun, all of a sudden there was a halt. There was a letter of accusation, a letter of sitna that was presented to Koresh to stop building the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. At that time, Kirois Koimas Beroish, you have to read this back, it's a very hard expression. Kirois Koimas Beroish Bigesh Agogi Ben Hamdasa. Let's read it backwards. Bigesh Agogi Ben Hamdasa, this individual called the Agogi, the son of Ahamdasa, that was his name. We don't call him Haman. Haman Ho Agogi. We don't call him, Haman.
We don't want to use his name.
He attempted kuros to cut down koimas, the height of the Birosh. What is Birosh? Birosh is a code name for Mordechai. It is very interesting that the mechaber of this piyut, his name was Mordechai, and here he doesn't want to refer to his own name in the piyut. Isn't that very interesting? Well, he's referring to what is Birosh. Birosh is Roshei Tevos. It's not even a real... Tachas. Yalev Birosh. Instead of thorns will come Birosh. What is Rosh? Rosh is a type of spice. It is short for Rosh Besamim. Rosh Besamim. Hagan Hagagi Ben Hamdasa.
Hadassah?
No Hadassah here. Birosh.
Birosh, the Besamim.
Some Mordechai is Mori Dachya. The name Mordechai is, where is the Makar for Mordechai in the Torah? Mordoror. The Targum of Mordoror is Mori Dachya. Mori Dachya is Mordechai. So Mordoror is the first item of spice listed in the Ketores. First item is Mordoror. It's Besamim Rosh. It's the first. Either means the most.
You have to go back to the literal in order to cut down. It has to be. Roche is a cypress tree.
Okay.
So to cut down
the cypress tree,
which represents Mordechai,
but there's a lot of symbolism. Okay. V'niyasalo lefachu lemokesh. Mordechai became for Ha Agogi ben Amdasa a trap. The gavaso nishbasa, and his arrogance was shattered. Roish yimini niseisa. My right hand was uplifted. The oyev.
No, Roish yimini the head of Binyamin.
Rosh of Yemini, I'm sorry, okay. Rosh Yemini is Binyamin, okay. Vinyasa lefach lemokesh, okay. Vagavaso nishbasa. Zem Mordechai is called Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini hoya bishushan hadira ushma Mordechai. So the Rosh Yemini, the head of Yemini of Mordechai, who is the Ish Yemini Nisesa, was elevated. The Oyev and the enemy, who was Haman Shemo, his name, Machisa, was obliterated. Roiv Bona Vikinyanov, the majority of his children and his possessions, Alo Eitz Talisa. This has occupied much the attention of the commentators. Why does it only say Roiv Banav? Why not all of Banav? So the answer is obviously, Chazal tell us, Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Barak. So therefore it couldn't have been all of them, because how did someone escape to go learn Torah in Bnei Barak? That's why it says only Roiv Banav, not Kol Banav. Okay, that's a very interesting idea.
It could have been a daughter's child.
It could have been possibly, but fine. But it's not all. It's not all of his living descendants. Roiv Banav, the majority of his descendants were executed. Alo Eitz Talisa. Now it says here, Vikinyanav. Now this is very bizarre. What does it mean his possessions were suspended, were hung on a tree? No one saw Haman's automobile hanging on a tree.
No, but
But it says the kinyanov al ha'etz talisa. So what it means is that Haman, Chazal tell us, Haman had all the combination, Haman had all the shtaros, which entitled him to possession. All of his assets were tattooed into his flesh. This is a medrash. Haman had tattooed into his flesh all of his assets.
All the passwords,
all of the assets. You ever heard this medrash before?
It's not in
Esther. Fine, but you heard the medrash before, I'm sure. There is such a medrash. Haman had all of this. I'll read it over here. Let me see if I can find it over here. The kinyan of the bin of Sachem. Let's go look over here. Vaita. Okay, it was. That's why it's considered to be Elis Elisa. Now, before we go further, there's a very interesting story with the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes had a Talmud. I don't remember his name. He's the name of Pinchas. And Pinchas came to visit the Sfas Emes on Purim to bring him Mishloach Manos. And Pinchas said to the Sfas Emes, why do we only sing Moed Sur on Hanukkah? We should sing Moed Sur on Purim. Just like on Hanukkah, it only has one bas, one stanza. There's also a stanza in Moed Sur for Purim. So the Sfas Emes says, he said to his Mishpacha, if Rav Pinchas wants us to sing Moed Sur, so let's sing Moed Sur. And in Mikanul Haba, look in the books, the history books of the Sfas Emes, they sang Moed Sur every Purim. At the Purim Suda, they sing Moed Sur. Good kasha, Isha Reshur, Isha Taka. This is something good to Isha Reshur. Why? Maybe Yitaka does. That's a very good point.
Not by his machine.
Not by his, but that's what it says. It says that the Sfas Emes, he sang Moed Sur in honor of this individual Pinchas, because it should be no different than Hanukkah because of this one bas. Very interesting. It's obviously it's not the Minag Yisrael. Okay, like I told you, at Simchas Torah, where I daven in Simchas Torah, and they were drinking a little bit more than they should have, and they got a little bit out of hand, and I really knew it hit me that it really, they got out of hand when they started singing Shoshanas Yaakov on Simchas Torah. And as I said to someone, I never heard on Purim someone sing Simchas Torah songs. I never heard someone sing Taras Hashem Tamima. So it must be that they really... Okay, so this is an interesting point of why indeed do we not sing this on. I wanted to talk about that, why we talk
about
don't sing.
Simple.
Yeah.
What do you call it? It says,
yeah, then you're accustomed to. So if you don't learn anything, when you learn.
He learns.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, some people, they don't learn too much.
Okay, the simple reason why we don't sing this on Purim is because the we discussed last week where does Moed Sur really end? When it was originally composed by Mordechai. Did Mordechai write the last stanza that we have of Chasoif Zerah Kotshacha? So we discussed last time that he did. He wrote this during the time of 1,000 years after the Churban, when he was well into Golas Edom. He knew very well what Golas Edom was all about, and therefore there are really four parts. Okay, but for some reason it was censored. Let's assume it was censored and it was not popular, the last stanza. The last stanza then is the Yevonim, is Bavel, Parasumadai, and Yavon. So Yavon was the end. Yavon, what?
Doesn't say anything about Bayis Sheni.
Well, Yavon is Bayis Sheni. The Yavon is the Bayis Sheni. The Yavon and the Chashmonaim is the Bayis Sheni.
But it doesn't talk about the
Churbais. In Echanan, that's the question. The question is the expression of Chasoiv Zer Kotshecha clearly refers to the Admoin, the Tzel Admoin is really the Churbais of the Bayis Sheni. But it wasn't necessarily, when this Pizmon was adapted, wasn't accepted, it could very well be that it was censored. That this portion, so it comes out that the real partial reason why it's Chanukah is because the end, the culmination is Yavonim, and the truth is the beginning. There is an introductory stanza to the Moed Sur, and the introductory stanza really captures the essence of Chanukah. Moed Sur Yishud L'chono L'Shabech Tikoin Beis Tefilas V'Sham Toida Nizabech. Bring a carbon toida, an expression of thanksgiving. Le'eis Tachin Ma'bech Mitzvah. We're going to wipe out the enemy. We're going to slaughter the enemy. Oz Egmar B'Shir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbech. So that really says it all. The opening line of the Moed Sur focuses on the Chanukas HaMizbech, and the the end of what was popular, certainly in the early years of this Mosor, is the Yavanim. I mean, the beginning and the end says it all. So just because in the beginning we have over here Chag Purim, that was not the Yikar. Okay, but I want to tell you no.
It could stand alone. That's
what?
It could stand alone, just the first five.
Just the first, of course. Of course, that's why you can sing this on Purim as well. And indeed, we've had from the Sfas Emes, he did sing this on Purim as well. Okay, let's now go to the Yevanim. Yevanim yikmitzu alai, as the Yevanim, they gathered against me. Azai bimei chashmanim. Then, during those days, it's a very unusual word, azai. Azai. I didn't really see anyone that discusses an unusual form of this word, azai. Bimei.
Poetic license.
Poetic license. Azai bimei. I'm sure there's more to it. Bimei chashmanim. Now this is very, very interesting. We discussed last week the 13 breaches in the walls of the Chel. Around the base, Hamidush, there was an area called the Chel, a fence, a wicker fence, which etched into the wall of the fence were words that Goyim are not allowed to enter past this point. And this is something that the Goyim, the Yevanim, did not take lightly. They wanted to penetrate. Don't tell me where to go. We have control over the entire world, and certainly we want to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's very interesting is the historians have told us, you have to study the history, I don't know anything about history, but the little bit I've read is that there's a very big debate when exactly the Yevanim breached the 13 sections of the Chel. Many want to suggest that it happened after the Chanukah miracle. The Chanukah miracle, the battles, and the Nes Shemen, did not happen one day. One day they won all the battles, and the Neros miraculously lasted 8 days, and they repaired all the breaches. There's a very complicated history as to exactly what happened and when things happened. Some historians suggest that the breaches in the Chel took place after the Chanukah miracle. After already they have established the Chanukah, and the menorah lasted for 8 days, and they won the battles, the Yevanim still had a lot of power and influence over Klal Yisrael. They left the Beis HaMikdash alone. We're not going to shepherd you. It has already been established that you have your autonomy, but we also want to have a little control, and therefore don't tell us what to do. Did they actually go into the Beis HaMikdash? It's not likely, but just to make a statement, a power statement, they demanded that there should be breaches in the wall of the Chel to let the world know.
Maybe an inside job.
It wasn't so simple. So it is very interesting here that we're focusing on the miracle of Chanukah. According to the version of the Mosur, it doesn't seem to fit well in the version of many people. And this idea, I'm not making this up. You look in the Sfarim that they discuss the Antiochus, and they go through history. This line does not work well for them because it makes it very clear. Timukol Hashmanim is together with the word of first Zuchemos Migdalai. They breached the wall of my tower, the Beis Hamikdash, and Timukol Hashmanim, and that means it had to have happened before, not after. Okay, I'm just pointing this out. There is this debate when exactly it happened, and from the Mosur, it's pretty clear that it happened before and not after.
It doesn't necessarily have to refer to the 13 breaches.
Other breaches. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, the Choymos indeed does refer to a more significant wall, something more significant. Okay, Nechanani. Uminoiser kankanim nase nes la shoshanim. Klal Yisrael are called the shoshanim. Now we have in Shir Hashirim. Kashoshana ben hachoichim kein doidi ben habonos. We're called the shoshana. Bneivina yimeshmoina. Kavu Shir Urinun. Let's work backwards. What is Shir? Shir is Halel. Rinonim is Al Hanisim. That's what most of the commentators explain. Shir is a code for Halel, Rinonim is Al Hanisim. Now when it says here, Bnei Vina, Bnei Yimei Shmona, many of the commentators connect this to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef's famous question, why are there 8 days of Hanukkah when there are only 7 days of Hanukkah? And there are hundreds of answers. All of those answers are just answers. It doesn't really answer the question. The question is a good question. There should be 7 days of Chanukah. You need a lot of bina, insight, to midan me'inyin le'inyin in order to answer the question and to find satisfaction in the answer. So me'mela b'nei vina yimei shmona. If you really want to have 8 days, this is a Jewish, but they all say this. I saw this in a few places. If you want to be zoicha to have yimei shmona and have no questions asked, you need to be from the b'nei vina, people of deep understanding and insight to understand why 8 and not 7 days. Now, we're called here Shoshanim. Why are we called Shoshanim? So I saw a beautiful interpretation. It is the derech, the nature of a rose to close its petals at night and open them up with sunlight. Are we familiar with this concept? I'm not a scientist. You know that how it goes? At night, when there's... What? At night, they're closed, and when the sun comes, they open up. So this idea... The Darshanim are very happy with this concept, and they use this to say this is really the miracle of Chanukah. Miracle of Chanukah, there were a lot of Jews that were in hiding. It was a very difficult time in Jewish history with the Yevanim. They spread their chokhmah and their way of life throughout the entire world, like today. Today it's almost impossible not to get swept up in the secular society, Western civilization. You got to live under a rock not to be swept up in what's going on out there. Technology, it comes into our home. It's coming. We live and breathe this stuff. So a lot of people, the Yiddishkeit was suppressed, but it wasn't cut. It wasn't removed from its life source. It was just closed, waiting for the Lichtigkeit, for the Or Menorah, when the light came to the world, when the Chashmonoim were able to overcome the Yevanim and light the menorah and bring light to the world. All of these Jews, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, there was light, the Shoshana opened up, and they spread forth their beauty. They came to life. A Shoshana comes to life when there is Or. When there is no Or, the Shoshana temporarily shelters itself. This is the mashal to explain the mitzias of Klal Yisrael up to the time of the miracle, and then the Or Menorah, which what it represents, brought out the beauty of the Shoshana in opening up its petals to display its yofi. So it's a very beautiful reference of Shoshana. Okay, let's go further. So this is the Nasa Neslash. Now, going back to the beginning of the word, and we're going backwards. It's so much easier when you read these psukim and piyutim to go backwards. We find them more often than not, especially in Mishlei and the Achreinim, and here in the piyutim as well. Mi Noisar Kankanim. What's the Noisar? So the Beis Yosef's Kash, everyone shells to the Beis Yosef's Kash to this Mi Noisar Kankanim. What exactly was the miracle? The miracle was they took all the oil. First day, we only have enough oil for one day. Okay, pour it all out. Nothing left, every last drop. And what do you do? Let me ask you, when you fill up your Hanukkah, probably only has any more bottles of oil anymore. Everyone just buys the pre-made, I assume, here, right? Anyone have oil still?
Yeah.
Plastic bottles of oil?
Yes.
So what happens when you get to the very end? You take the bottle, you squeeze it, and what do you do with the bottle? You throw it in the garbage. Right? You're not saving it for a bonfire. The bottle, the plastic bottle.
I always leave
something.
Put a
settle
on it. Says
settle. Kodesh Hakadosh. The Choysom Shor Ner Hanes.
No. 1 second. There's a minute.
Yeah. Shreifa Chassidim. The Shreifa.
No. People that suffer from cellulitis have a rose.
Yeah.
Minoisar Akankanin. You take the rest of the oil from that. You smear it over there, and it's good against the rose.
Okay, good. Okay, if it works, I'm all for it.
Did he have over there? It didn't work.
It didn't work.
You should use bride oil.
Okay, so here's the kasha. The Kohanim, they had a kankan. The Chayesim Shal Kohen Gadol, they filled up the menorah. It's empty, so what do they do with it? Throw it in the garbage. Right? That's what they did with it. The next night, look at that, the menorah, it keeps on going. The Or keeps on going. Beis Yosef's Kash, so the first day wasn't a miracle. One of the answers that the Beis Yosef gives is that the first night they poured from the kankan, which only had enough oil for one night, and after they poured 1/8 of the kankan, it was already filled to the top. So the miracle was already in the pouring. So the next night, you still had the kankan. So it was uminoisar kankanim. So someone in the Medayik from the Nusach of the Piyot, that the best answer to the Beis Yosef's kasha is not that they poured all the oil into the menorah and the menorah lasted for 8 days. No, they only poured into the menorah
one eighth,
and there was left over oil in the menorah. Uminoisar kankanim nasene slashoishanim. That's from the left over the kankan. Now, if you want a little Kabbalistic parish, this is a little. I actually like this. Even though I'm not into these type of things, we have the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. The number 13 is the very beginning when it comes to Hanukkah. 13. There, a lot of things are 13. And what are the Yud Gimels? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham, Chaner, Chapaim. The last is Vinakei Lo Yinakeh. Okay, there are different ways. Is it Vinakei or do we have it together? We once had a share on this. All different interpretations of what are the Yud Gimel Rach. But according to one Mahalach, Vinakei Lo Yinakeh. Is a need of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu does not take with Vinakeh Lo Yinakeh. It's the last of the Yud Gimel Midos Haracham. Hashem had Rachmanis upon us. Vinakeh Lo Yinakeh. What is a kankan? It's a container. But Uminoisar Kankanim is a reference to the leftover letters of Vinakeh Lo Yinakeh. Let me see if I'm saying this right. This is not my my niche. Okay, Elo Oimer Meshem HaYehudi HaKadosh.
The Yid
HaKadosh. The name of Oisiyos Havaya, in the name of Vinakeh Lo Yinakeh, the last of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, Chanukah is Seif Kol Hanisim. It's Hashem's last time that He shows Klal Yisrael Chiba publicly, in a public oifen. V'nakeh lo yinakeh. How do you say v'nakeh lo yinakeh? Vav nun kuf hei. Yud nun kuf hei. We're not going to focus on the word v'lo. Nakeh yinakeh. So what's kankan? Take the kankan. What's the noisar of kankan? The noise of kankan is yud kei vav kei, and yud kei vav kei is midas harachamim. So umi noisar kankanim nase neslash shanim, which you have to put a twist. You have to interpret this. Okay, the subject to interpretation, but the idea is the yud gimel midas harachamim. It's a very deep idea. It does, throughout the beginning of time, from the first time that we have sinned. We've sinned many times to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem always was very kind to us. He overlooked our sins. Every sin was different, and every sin required a different type of Rachmanis. And you have to put a whole history in pictures. It's a very deep idea to go through this entire history and to work this out. The Cheder Egel, the Cheder Meraglim, Ochon, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, v'chulu, v'chulu. Hashem had Rachmanis. The first time Hashem had Rachmanis was Hashem. The second time Hashem forgave us was with the Midah of Hashem, with the Racham, Chanan, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, Emes, Noitzer Chesed. The last time Hashem had Rachmanis on us in a public way, in a major significant way until the coming of Mashiach is Chanukah. Chanukah Chazal tell us this Seif Kol Hanisim. It's the last time I'm going to publicly, which corresponds to Nakeh Lo Yinakeh. That is the Midah Hashem used, and in that Midah is Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it all is alluded to, Umi Noisar Kan Kanim, Na Senei Slash Shoshanim. This is the basic gist, this is the Rosh HaProklam of the Yid HaKadosh, of his take on Umi Noisar Kan Kanim, Na Senei Slash Shoshanim. Okay, let me just see one other quick thing over here. Okay, then we're going to go. I'll do the rest tomorrow. There's a lot more things I want to tell you about the last. Yeah.
I made the observation that in stanzas 3, 4, and 5, they mention an agent of redemption, Zerubbabel, Mordecai, and the Chashmonaim. But in stanza 2, Moshe is not
mentioned.
Just as he is not mentioned at the Seder, consistent with the idea
that
redeemed.
Very good. Beautiful. That's a very powerful idea. All right, to be continued.
Yeah.